From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Evan Seary reports for Spectrum News that Rensselaer County Sheriff Patrick Russo said June 26th his office will continue to partner with Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers for at least another year. Russo officially renewed the 287G agreement between ICE and Rensselaer County, paying for two officers in the department to act as designated immigration officers. Melanie Trimble of the New York Civil Liberties Union said, and I quote, "The 287G program is not making Rensselaer County safer. It's actually making it less safe because fewer people are willing to cooperate with the police," end quote. Other Rensselaer County officials disagreed. Rensselaer County legislator Michael Stammel said, and I quote, "I understand the need for due process, but if due process is they keep on coming out, offending someone again, or breaking our laws, then there has to be something more stringent. This gives us an opportunity to know who these individuals are, know where they're going, where they're living, things of that nature," end quote. Read more about this story at the Spectrum News website. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that a New Paltz businessman has been released after more than 5 months in federal immigration custody. Luis Martinez is a Mexican immigrant who owns the Lalo Group, a construction firm in New Paltz, and the La Chala restaurant in the village. State Supreme Court Justice Nelson S. Roman wrote in a court opinion that, and I quote, "No relief short of Martinez's release will remedy this wrong. The Constitution does not permit the United States government to target people on the streets, arrest them without serving any papers, deny them meaningful due process, and detain them for arbitrary or indefinite periods of time while they engage in fishing expeditions to justify the arrest," end quote. Martinez was brought to the United States from Mexico when he was 12 by his mother. Martinez's mother received amnesty and citizenship, but he, as a child, did not also get citizenship. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. John Campbell, Joseph Spector, and Megan M. McDermott report in the Poughkeepsie Journal that eight women who spoke on the record with the USA Today Network in New York have made sexual harassment allegations against Robert Freeman, who was fired June 24th from leading the State Committee on Open Government after another allegation. A reporter filed an official complaint with the state accusing Freeman of touching the small of her back and her buttocks and kissing the side of her face that led to his firing. The eight other women share similar stories. Freeman would ask personal questions in a professional setting, attempting to get alone with the women, and then would touch them inappropriately and without consent. Erica Valdemar, a former state Senate fellow, said, and I quote, "He starts it casually so it feels friendly. Let's go on a walk. He loved to go on these walks. And I've talked to multiple people who went on those same walks with him. And then all of a sudden, it's this slow creeping of a hug that lasts just too long. Or he's letting you walk through a door before he does. And his hand is suddenly on the small of your back," end quote. Freeman, since 1976, advocated for transparent government and advised reporters on open government laws. Freeman was not allowed to talk to the media since he was fired, but in sworn testimony, he admitted to kissing Aisha Powell. The Journal News LowHUD.com reporter, whose complaint led to his firing, as well as sending sexually suggestive emails with a woman he met at Syracuse University, according to the Inspector General's office. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.